radio for liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Kyle.
How are you?
I am all right.
Yeah? You okay?
Yeah. Still getting over a cold flu thing kind of nonsense.
Okay, yeah, just give me a few. I'll just give me a few good coughs just right into the microphone, and we'll.
I can't just do it on command.
We'll get those.
It just kind of phlegms up.
We'll get those.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll get.
Here we go.
Kenny. Come here, Kenny. We'll get the. Perfect.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Sounds like an old person.
Yeah, I'm real glad that we're back here doing a podcast recording. Cause I've been tracking my general mood over the last 3 weeks or so since we stopped podcasting ourselves on the show,
and pod fading,
and it's been real bad. My general mood has lowered significantly. So I need you back here to record another one of these with me. This is what we call the good stuff.
You're going through morning show.
A little bit. Yeah. Kind of like, Tom Cruise on the floor in Japan screaming for podcasts. Withdrawals.
Is that from Mission Impossible 3?
It is. It's exactly the movie it's from. Yeah, the one where he single-handedly goes up against 300 men and kicks a man down a well. It's a frightening scene there with good old Mr. Cruise.
Have you seen anybody actually call us Tom Cruise Mr. Cruise?
Probably. He more than likely forces everyone to call him that off screen. I would assume.
Mr. Cruise.
Have you seen... Yes, they're all British, too. Have you seen any movies recently?
I just watched The Big Sick, the Kumail Nanjiani...
Okay. All right.
Like, biopic.
Okay.
Kind of thing that he did.
Yeah. I've heard of it.
That was good.
Okay.
I watched that through Google Movies, I think. That was the way that I could get it.
You mean... Google Play Store movies?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. Okay. the confusing thing where it's play, but you have to go to the movie section. And it's not like movies.google.com. No, that won't even redirect you. That used to be basically their Fandango. They don't have that anymore. But they have the ability to buy stuff.
YouTube?
And you can buy stuff through YouTube. I don't get it.
I don't know how any of that works.
I don't know either.
Right now, it feels like digital movies is still kind of in this like Wild West sort of feel where everybody can kind of have movies on their services and everyone's got a different platform to watch them. Like you can do Vudu, which is Walmart.
You do Vudu.
Mm-hmm. You do what Vudu. And like we said, Google Play does movies. Apple does movies. Plex, does that have movies now?
It doesn't have that movies. It has your movies.
TV though.
It can have TV if you've got a tuner.
They just started
that.
Live TV.
Yeah. But if you slap a tuner into that bad boy, that's the only way to get it.
Right. So anyway, tons of services.
A lot of different ways.
Consumers are probably looking for like uniformity, which is not there yet, which is why I made that Wild West kind of metaphor, because there's no standard, right?
Yeah, and of course, Will Smith is the good one always.
No, I think
he's the only one with fine. He's the only one with the good movies.
Oh, okay.
There's a Will Smith.
Kyle is claiming every Will Smith movie is
good.
Is a hit.
Is the best one. Is the only movie I watch. Yeah.
He only tops himself.
There should be a Smith only streaming service.
Streaming. What would it be called?
I don't know. Don't put me on the spot for this.
Will I Am?
That's not that. He may be an investor, but that's.
I'm gonna call Will Smith if I ever see Will Smith in person, which I would be too starstruck to say anything.
Here we go.
I'll call him William Smith.
William, Mr.
I want to see what he would do.
Mr. Smith.
Mr. William Smith.
He would,
or Bill Smith.
Bill. Bill's a good one. Billy. Hey, Bill. Hey, Billy.
Billy.
It's really good.
Me? I called you Billy.
I feel like we know each other. I've watched all of your movies on the streaming service called Billy's Moves.
Oh no! Coughing fit.
It's fine. Hey,
okay.
One thing I wanted to mention too, while we're talking about movies, we completely skipped over the announcements from the Apple Tree over the last couple weeks. You at all interested in the 4K Apple TV?
You know, I am interested in returning because I had an Apple TV for about a year, and then last Christmas I got an Amazon Fire Stick thing that you're probably still bitter about that I stole that from you.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay, good. Because then I started using that full time and I loved it. And then recently I bought a Roku TV. So I've been using Roku for the past month and a half.
Okay.
And I really like Roku. It's really quick. It's one of those TCL TVs. It's really fast. It's simple, I guess would be the best way to describe it.
Okay.
And I don't know if I could return to the Apple ecosystem right now. Because it's $180 to return to the Apple ecosystem with 4K.
Yeah. That's
kind of a lot.
Yeah, you can't get any of your iTunes stuff on those other two things you mentioned, right?
I do, yes. I also, I was going to say, I have movies that I've bought through iTunes, and so they kind of just sit in my iTunes library. And I can't access them unless I'm on like my iOS devices or on my computer.
Right. So So here's what you're saying.
I would be interested if I didn't think about all the bad things that would happen.
Wow. Where'd you pull that one from?
Deep, 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 deep cuts.
Deep, deep cut.
2014. It's when.
Wow.
It's like 3.5 years ago. Hey, this show's been going for a while. Speaking of going for a while, yeah,
I would get that Apple TV for Christmas. Probably, I'd buy myself that.
Buy for yourself. Hey, let me wrap this up in a present for you and give it to you. That's not how it works.
Yeah, it is. I would go into the Apple Store
buy
with my
yourself
eyes
a gift. It's not you, how you it works. Me.
Oh yeah.
All right.
No, I would buy back into the Apple ecosystem with the TV. I don't know about the HomePod.
No,
that's something that I don't think I could go. My Google Home is doing just fine. I don't have stuff. I mean, I Philips just kind of announced this morning. Sorry, real time update.
Yeah,
added HomeKit support for Hue accessories.
Okay,
I don't have Hue accessories. I just have Hue light bulbs. With a bridge. I haven't ever tried adding that to my HomeKit through iOS, but that it also is connected through my Google Home, so I don't really have to worry about that.
Yeah. It's real confusing. That's the
other Wild West.
Yeah.
Is Internet of Things right now.
It's wild. It's real wild.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I've been actually dipping my toe, my big toe mostly. Into the world of like fitness apps and fitness tracking as of late.
Well,
it's also real messed up.
Do you have a wearable?
I do. I do not have a wearable other than the previously mentioned Withings watch, which is now Nokia.
Oh, okay. Well, let me pose the question back at you. Sure. Kind of follow up on this Apple train that we missed.
Sure.
Hold on. I'll bring it. I'll bring it back.
Okay. That's the train in reverse. That was a good one, by the way. That was a good train whistle.
I can't do the train whistle in reverse. It should have the ability to suck into the whistle, but it doesn't.
It just sounds like a train whistle.
Yeah. Could it?
It's just one direction.
Could you make a train whistle into a vape rig?
Yeah. You can turn anything into a vape rig.
That's true. All right. All right. I'll get on that.
I like that we called it a rig. Yeah. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Like an 18-wheeler?
And every time you breathe in, you take a quick hit, and it whistles.
Nice.
What was the question for me? Sorry. I derailed us.
I was going to ask you if you were at all interested in the iPhone X, because before the announcements, we had discussed that would be the only way you could return to the iOS. You're an Android guy. You're kind of diehard Android right now, which is totally fine. That's totally fine. Green messages, I don't care. I kind of do, but I don't care. But iPhone X was this, like, who knows? It could change Kyle. How do you feel?
Let me tell you what I'm thinking. I think I might just make my way back over to the Apple ecosystem, Kenny. It looks so good. No bezels.
Notch.
Lots of swiping.
It has a big fat notch.
Listen, especially, okay, so getting into recent news, can I just leave this in the background? You all right with that?
I don't know.
I think it sets a mood just right. I, especially seeing the Google Pixel 2 and the Google Pixel 2 XL leaks that have happened here on Tuesday, 7:30 a.m. on right. October 3rd. As of now,
supposed to be announced.
Exactly. Day before. They look okay. Still going single lens camera. The bezels are, I think, around 80, or the screen is around 80% of the total device, while
right.
for the iPhone X, it's what, like 85%? Yeah, it's pretty big. I think the one at the tippy top of that list is still the Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus or whatever that is.
That thing is just all screen.
It's, yeah, lots of screen.
And it's really nice looking.
It is.
I don't know about usability.
I'm going for that you know, vanilla Android flavor. That's what I like the most. But the thing that would maybe keep me over here on the Google side is the potential of having unlimited Google Drive storage included for 5 years with that phone. That's the rumor right now. And it would make its way into my life very quickly if that is the case.
Yeah. And what happens after that 5 years? Oh God, I have 20 terabytes of data. Oh no,
that's right.
$3,000.
It's basically what happened to everybody who was on the Amazon Drive Storage Unlimited stuff,
right.
Where you're like, well, I'm in the top 2% of people who use data here on this thing. They're just going to charge me $100,000 to keep my stuff in there. That's fine. It's my family's life in there. Who cares? I'll pay it. I don't know. I'm still open to the possibility of even going so far back as to just plugging in my regular 6 Plus and getting back on that. I'm just not at all enthralled in this whole new phone ecosystem of 2017. And really, it doesn't matter a whole lot anymore.
No, you're right. It does not matter. However, you have to have like forward thinking, right? You have to
I do. It's like a 2-year investment at least, right? You've got to think.
Although I did buy my phone outright.
Did you?
Yeah, I bought my phone. I bought the 8 Plus outright.
Oh my gosh. All right. How you feeling about yours so far? The convenience features I'm thinking about, mostly the wireless charging.
Wireless charging is so cool.
Yeah. The problem with Apple products, though, is that it's not that I'm just going to get the phone and be happy with the phone. It's that I'll get the iPhone 10 and I'll get the Watch Series 3 and I'll get the EarPods and whatever other accessories I need to complete my Apple life. That is what the price tag is. For Google,
okay,
it's just the phone. I got nothing else that I'm interested in from Google. Unless, because
they don't have anything else.
Because they don't have anything else, and two, they have not announced yet. So we'll wait for the Google tree to pop something out tomorrow, and we'll see what happens.
Then we'll be able to discuss what we can wrap.
At length, we will discuss bezel for bezel. Which one I'll get, because people care.
Now let me just say,
please
let me wrap up my Apple thoughts here.
Okay,
I bought the 8 Plus. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying, I'd love to jump back to the Apple TV, but it's not an immediate purchase that I need to make. It's not. I can make do with you know, I can have some patience. I don't need to make the purchase immediately. I need to cough. Hold on. Cough button. There we go. Perfect. I like the AirPods. My ears fit the AirPod shape.
Yeah.
Which and I know a few people who have the AirPods. Mm-hmm. However, I don't really listen to music on the go or have calls on the go. I don't really do that very often. If I'm listening to music, I'm in my car or I'm sitting at my desk. I don't need the AirPods. That would be something that if they were gifted to me or if they were on a super sale, I'd probably grab them because they'd be great and convenient.
Are you dropping hints right now? What are you doing?
No, nothing, Kyle.
Okay.
The other thing is the wireless charger. So yeah. Apple announced, they said, oh, we're going to have Apple charger or third party chargers are going to, I made a weird sound there. I think you have one of those.
I do. I'll find it.
Okay. What was I saying? Oh, the third party chargers through the Apple store, like Mophie and Belkin and stuff like that. $60 for a pad that you lay your phone down. No,
yeah.
I bought a $15 stand wireless Qi charger.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Yep.
It works, and the standard has been there. So there's a full market of third party chargers that you can get, and I have it next to my end table next to my bed, and it's not the fastest charging, but I do it at night while I'm asleep, so it doesn't need to be the fastest. And that's perfect. There you go.
Kenny, let's get to some headlines. What's going on in the news right now?
Hey, Kyle. Coffee, Coca-Cola is here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm opening the link.
I can't. I just can't. I can't with this. I can't with that. Can't. It. Can we get, perfect. let's get some actual headlines here. I fixed this. Yeah, so we'll,
perfect.
Yeah.
These are today's headlines.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle. It's 2017, and many companies still haven't grasped the concept that even you can make something. It doesn't mean you should make it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Take Coca-Cola Coffee Plus, for example. Oh, God. It's exclusively available in Japanese vending machines for now,
mm-hmm.
but it's probably coming to a store near you It's coffee and Coca-Cola.
So here's the thing. Is that I'm okay with this. I'm 100% okay with this, mainly because folks are drinking Coca-Cola in the morning anyway.
Oh, yeah. They think it's a coffee substitute.
Yes. For less sugar conscious folks, this seems to be an okay choice for a morning beverage. So if you're trying to find a balance between wanting, I guess, some coffee pick me up, I don't know if it has actual coffee flavor. It may have
let me tell you what it has.
Of coffee flavor.
Yeah, let me tell you what it has, Kyle. It's relatively small. Each can is about 190 milliliters.
Okay.
I don't know what that equals in ounces.
About four. But, yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
It does pack a solid punch with 34 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay.
Which I think is...
less than a cup of coffee, actually.
Less than a cup of coffee, but more than a can of soda.
Yes,
I think,
correct.
I think a can is like 12.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And it's weird because it only has 42 calories.
Huh.
So definitely less than a can of soda.
Yeah.
The beverage is made with coffee extract powder, increasing the caffeine content by half while decreasing the calorie count only by using sweeteners.
How about we just get that? Let's just get some coffee and extract powder and put it right into our veins.
So.
Or mix it with other beverages. Right. We can mix it with like, what do you think?
I don't know.
Ketchup.
Oh, what?
Coffee ketchup.
It's Coca-Cola and coffee, and it's probably best served cold, right? You don't want warm Coca-Cola. Oh, coffee. Oh, man. I'm grossing myself out just saying it.
You know, we did actually skip over a story a couple of weeks ago about warm Coke. I think it was like a heated Coke experience. Also
heated in Coke experience.
Also, also in vending machines in Japan, so far as I can remember. But I don't know. I kind of like a Coke from the trunk of a hot car.
Oh God,
I'm okay with it. It is an experience. I think you got to try it once at least.
Sure, sure, sure. But I would say I would try this, but I would not. I don't know. I would not drink it on the regular.
Okay.
I don't think I get used to drinking soda in the morning. I'm a coffee person.
But you could soon be a coffee plus person.
Ah, coffee plus. Exactly. Mm-mm-mm. I'm going to move on here, Kyle.
Please.
Oh, hold on. Got a coffee. Disneyland is now serving nachos with corn dogs instead of chips.
Yeah.
Hold on. My wife just walked in. She's showing me something. Take a quick break.
Sure.
She literally just handed me a little gift that she bought herself. Yes, she bought herself a gift. It's a, oh my gosh. It's a Legend of Zelda. You pull the, what is this called? Master Sword? It's the Master Sword. It's actually a letter opener.
Okay.
And I think it's metal, right? I think the sword's made of metal.
She's
stick it into the, what is this called?
She's there to stab you.
The time stone. Anyway, it's like Sword in the Stone. And it's like, it like pulls out of the stone. And then you open your letters or you stab an intruder.
Yeah.
She bought a shield too. Oh my gosh, Kyle.
Hold on, how big is the shield?
My wife is, it's like a throw pillow.
So she is Zelda, you're saying?
Oh, and it has a little handle on it. Oh, Kimmy. Oh, jeez. She's over here with the biggest grin. She's over here with the biggest grin on her face, and I'm holding the Master Sword and the Master Shield. Is it Master Shield?
I don't think they would. I mean, it's a cross-branding.
Hylian Shield?
I don't know about that.
I don't know what it's called. Anyway.
So how, I mean, does it Hyrule. Change? Hyrule. All right. How does it change your letter opening process? Can it open multiple letters at once? What is the value of this device?
It looks cool.
It looks cool. Well, that's all right.
I'm pretty sure it's going to go on her desk at work. She's a teacher, so it works, I guess.
That sounds like a dangerous
It's a threat, I think, to students.
That's okay. Yeah, good.
Quiet down.
Good point.
Or I will pull the master sword out of his stone and stab you in the neck.
She's got a great voice, your wife. She's got a, great voice.
Member, she's a member of the Knights Round. All right. So moving on to the Disneyland is now serving nachos with corn dogs instead of chips. Mouthwatering, I know. So corn dog nachos are the nacho flavor of the month at Disneyland's Grand Californian Hotel.
Hold on, before you continue, let me just give I'll give you a little bit of a musical accompaniment. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, please continue.
Corn dog nachos are the nacho flavor of the month at Disneyland's Grand Californian Hotel, according to Food Beast. The mini fried and battered sausages are covered in nacho cheese, pickled jalapenos, tomatoes, olives, and guacamole, and are only available until the end of September.
Aww.
We missed it.
I'm so sorry.
So, I guess that's it.
Yeah. Well, the whole, don't cry.
Coughing.
It's like you cry and then the tears just roll back into your mouth and go back into your throat and you cough them up.
I'm looking at an Instagram photo of this.
Yeah.
It looks messy.
Looks great.
But it looks great.
Yeah. This is
those corn dogs look nice and crispy too.
This seems like the proper evolution from the famed tachos that we've covered over the last couple of weeks. It's just
tachos,
tater tot nachos.
Oh, right.
This is a good evolution. Next, complete next level. Also, those wieners are real small.
Oh, God, they're mini corn dogs.
Yeah, no, but they're real small.
And I got to say, Disneyland corn dogs on another level. They are on another level. They're above a lot of other corn dogs. I mean, you go to the county fair and they have good corn dogs. That's where about the Disneyland corn dogs are. I mean, I guess they are a theme park, so you have to have good corn dogs, but looks like the same batter, looks like the same method, maybe. And a big dollop of guacamole there.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's like an ice cream scoop of guacamole.
Yeah, well, they got to crank these out.
I appreciate, though, pickled jalapenos, not just regular jalapenos. Pickled.
Because you don't want raw jalapenos.
You want the flavor and maybe a little bit of extra flavor.
I'll be in the wrong line at Disneyland if they don't give me pickled jalapenos.
Yeah. Mm. Also, I don't know about if it's totally nacho cheese. It looks like nacho cheese in like a Thousand Island.
There's probably some sort of
spread.
A chipotle aioli drizzled on top.
Oh my gosh.
But hey, guess what? I can't believe we missed it. Doesn't even matter because we'll never be able to have it.
I know. It's such a bummer.
Speaking of bummers.
Go ahead.
Oh no, this is your story. You're the news. You're the newsman
Speaking
now.
Speaking of bummers, if you like Nerf guns, too bad, because Nerf guns can lead to serious eye injuries, doctors warn. Yeah, no, that's pretty common knowledge, don't you think?
So this is coming to us from BBC News. I feel like we knew this already. What I didn't know was how dangerous these injuries could be from these small little projectiles coming, the soft ones coming out of these Nerf guns. And can we just talk about how spectacular these new Nerf shooty bits look?
Hyper Fire Elite.
Yeah. Good names, real good names. But Nerf, we know you're not safe.
Yeah, it's you're putting. Sorry for that. iPhone notification there. You're putting a video game weapon in the hands of a child.
Yeah,
he's gonna point it at his friend's face. And he's going to pull the trigger and it's going to shoot a little foam. The smaller the foam projectile, the faster it will go. and the more likely it will go into the other child's eyeball.
Yeah, especially the magnetic and show eyeballs. Us, yeah.
Oh my gosh! And show the picture that they included in the BBC article. Oh, so it's that. So to our listeners, it's an eyeball with a really large pupil. It's like super dilated, and then there's like blood pooling at the bottom of the eyeball.
So all of this is to say, one, Nerf guns, they were fun. They were fun while they lasted. Two.
Okay, now let me also read a story. Okay. Natalie Hearn Smith's 7-year-old son.
Do you want scary? Do you want scary music? You want scary music?
Oh, I should. Yeah.
Okay, let me get you some scary. Which scary music do you want? Do you want like the like creepy or like mysterious?
No, creepy.
Creepy.
Natalie Hearn Smith's 7-year-old son was accidentally shot in the eye at point blank range by one of his friends. I heard a shrill scream. A shrill scream. And I screamed and ran into the other room, Natalie said. I see him on the floor cowering, saying, "Mummy, mummy, mummy, my eye!"
Oh, God. No.
He looked like he had been 10 rounds in a fight. It was awful. Natalie said her son had to have 2 appointments at a specialist eye hospital, and then had to take antibiotic eye drops and cream.
Okay.
His eyesight has since returned to normal, but she has now banned the guns from her house.
Good. Very good. This is all to say,
eyesight has since returned to normal, but he turned into the scary child.
I don't think that's true. That can't be true.
That's
oh,
sorry.
Yeah, you cut off. You cut off. Awkward way on that one.
I was sorry. I was reaching for my cough button as I was coughing.
Given recent news, especially about weapons and guns and things like that, this for sure carries different weight. While Nerf guns were fun and of course were a staple of our childhood, this just seems like a bad idea going forward.
Just stick with the people. Warthog and Secret Shot and you're good.
How about no guns? That'd be fun. Yeah. Zero.
What about squirt guns?
How about zero? How about projectiles that, how about things that don't put things in other people's eyes?
I think Nerf should move back to like the bow and arrow Nerf style.
Archery. They're
archery.
They're prepping you for Olympic
like trials. Survivor Nerf.
Nerf-iver. You're thinking like what's
Tomb Raider.
Okay, like a Tomb Raider or like Zombie Apocalypse. Nerf collection.
What would you call that?
I don't know, but a Nerf...
Walking Nerf?
A Nerf... Well, okay. That's pretty good. A Nerf machete sounds also pretty dangerous. Overall, I think these just hyper-violence attached to children's toys just sounds like a bad idea right now. If you're asking me, that's all.
Yeah, let's just not do weapons.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Just move that over to the done pile. So do me a favor, move on to the next story.
It's in
the
done pile.
Yep.
Moving on really quick. I just want to cover the Levi's Commuter Trucker Smart Jacket is now on sale. I don't like calling it a smart jacket. That sounds,
but it's got like redundant. These. It's like buttons in the jacket, so it's like a controller.
Yes. Also, swiping on the sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Like certain motions on the sleeves that activates like next, and I think you can personalize what the swipe motions turn into.
But yeah. So what you can do is you can turn on Macarena mode and
right. You do the dance.
Yeah, you do here.
No, you cannot do that.
Here, listeners.
All right. Listeners,
do this.
Oh boy.
Oh.
doing the shadow puppet. Yeah, when you do a shadow puppet for a bird, you link your thumbs together and you flap
your hands, right?
You flap your hands,
right?
Put them, like, your palms are facing outward and you're looking at your thumbs. You can see the nails and the knuckles on both of them.
So they're touching
the right side of your thumb on your left hand, touching the left side of your thumb on your right hand. The right side of your thumb on your left hand, touching the left side of your thumb on your right hand. You're now seeing both nails together, right? You're now seeing both nails together, right? You're now seeing both nails together, right? And if you notice, there might be a little gap in the knuckles right there.
And this is what you wanted, right, Kenny?
A little gap right there. That's where you put the blade of grass between those parts, and between that little gap, that's where you whistle, and the grass goes. Wee! That's where you put the blade of grass between those
parts, and between that little gap, that's where you. So that's how the Levi's commuter trucker jacket works,
right?
Okay. I'm so glad we were able to inform our listeners properly.
No, I really want them to know. There's an app that you have to install on your phone, which you need Android 6.0 or iOS 10. Or newer. Mm-hmm. You can play or pause your music, skip to the next track, or ask what song is playing. It will get you the next direction, ETA, or the current time. And you can also receive updates on incoming call or text with a subtle LED light and a vibration on your sleeve. And then you can also have the text message read to you.
That sounds pretty good.
So it's all through an app, unfortunately, which I think is just like the Google Assistant inside a controller app.
Yeah, right? Yes, except that so far as I know, it is not integrated with official, like, you know, Google Assistant, which a lot. I think that's going to be one of those major announcements coming up tomorrow where they've got headphones with Google Assistant built in and all sorts of things around the Google Assistant's platform.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Either way, this is just the beginning. Smart clothing is only going to get more prevalent, more abundant, and cheaper. So this is the first foray. You always have to have that first one, which is like, I don't know if I want this.
It took like a year and a half for this to come out. So I'm glad that
that's true. We did cover this when it first came out.
Yeah. Speaking of things that just came out, Kenny. Speaking of things that just came out. There's a pumpkin spice pizza now.
Yeah, I'm letting the silence speak for itself.
Yep, that's right. A pumpkin spice pizza. The creation comes to us from the minds of New Jersey pizza chain Via Italian Kitchen. The dish, Kenny, starts with dough.
I hope it closes.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not going anywhere. People love their pumpkin spice. The dish.
I think it's Villa.
But
I don't think the double L works here.
Villa. All right.
Continue.
Thank you. The dish. Let me describe that to you.
Okay, perfect.
It starts with dough smothered in pumpkin pie filling. Mark that one off. Which is then covered in a layer of mozzarella cheese. And then another layer of pumpkin pie filling gets piled on top once it's out of the oven. So it's kind of like it's just a big pumpkin pie with pizza dough.
Right.
And mozzarella cheese. How you feeling about this?
I feel like I would get Trojan horsed into eating this. You know what I mean?
Well, wouldn't have pep like, on it. No peps.
No pep. Just cheese.
Just cheese.
No sauce?
Well, the sauce is the pumpkin.
Is the filling.
Is the pumpkin slaw. Yeah.
But I feel like I would, I don't know, like the cheese would cover enough of the pumpkin pie filling that I wouldn't realize that I'm eating a pumpkin pie or pumpkin spice pizza.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be tricked into doing it. I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
I have a feeling it'll just be like real sweet, you know?
Okay.
Kind of salty. Oh, but Kenny, it is, in fact, pumpkin spice season.
I know.
It's,
have you done any pumpkin spice anything yet?
I haven't. I've been kind of saving it up. Waiting.
Okay.
I feel like pumpkin spice season starts in September. Like late September, right?
Well, that's when fall starts. And, sure. Pumpkin spice is a fall thing.
It's a fall thing. Yeah. At least.
As the leaves change and the weather cools down.
That doesn't happen here.
The pumpkin spice comes out.
Yeah. That doesn't happen here.
Yeah. For you guys, it's just a date on your calendar.
Pretty much. We got pumpkin. Yeah. It was a national pumpkin spice calendar.
And all of the days are... Once September 20th rolls around, it's pumpkin spice day for the next 3 months.
Yeah. So of course, because all these new pumpkin spice things are coming out, Kenny, we got to play a game.
Okay.
You excited for a game around pumpkin spice? Of course.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
A game with you is always exciting.
That's true. If I can do say so myself. We're going to play a game called Pumpkin Spice or Not. And of course, I made a little ditty.
Of course.
So, Kenny, you ready for a round of Pumpkin Spice or Not?
Oh, I'm ready for the game. Are our listeners ready for this song?
We'll see. Spice or is it not? While you're eating something and the jam is pumpkin, or is it not? Or is it pumpkin? Pumpkin up a little more. Get the pumpkin spice from the food store. See if that's where the pumpkin's at, and you'll find out if you're too bad. Kenny, it's time for a round of pumpkin spice or not.
That was really well done. I was worried that, you know, pumpkin spice or not.
No.
Put the pumpkin spice on my plate.
Yeah. No. I figured let's keep it simple. Right.
Well done.
Thank you so
always. Well done.
So much. We're gonna change things up a little bit here though for this particular game. I've made a Google quiz.
Google form.
A Google form. It says brace yourselves. Pumpkin spice season is in full swing, they say. After conflicting rumors regarding the release date, the Starbucks Pumpkin Spice Latte, or PSL as it's well known, is officially back as of September 5th. Hey, it's been a while since we've done a show. Kenny, this is a list of possible pumpkin spice food products for the season. Can you guess which are real and which are not? And so I will name each of these different pumpkin spice items here.
Okay.
We're going to take stock, listeners. So before you even hear us run through each of these, please go over to the show notes and you can try this one out for yourself. We've got the pumpkin spice or not quiz. You fill in what you think is real or not, and then come back and listen to the segment. All right.
Okay.
I'm real glad we...
Here, you know what I'm going to do?
Yes,
I'm
yes,
going to... I'm going to make a bit.ly link for this.
Hey, that's...
I'm going to shorten this.
That's a really good idea for you to do after the show.
Okay.
Kenny, I'll do it after the show. I'm gonna give you the first one.
It'll probably be bit.ly/pumpkinspiceornot. That's what I'm going to guess.
Okay. Thank you.
Go there, everybody.
Ready for number one?
Ready for number one.
Pumpkin spice cough drops. Real or not?
That's disgusting. Ugh, gosh. I was going to say pumpkin spice. Cough drops should be medicinal and kind of like you don't want to put them in your mouth. But then after a while, they're so soothing that you're like, oh, okay, I can get used to this. So I'm going to say that people are so afraid of that cough drop feature. That they just want to water it or pumpkin spice it down with flavoring. So I'm gonna say real.
All right, real. Do you want the answers now or later? Let's do later. Let's do later.
Let's see how I do.
Let's do this. White pumpkin pie M&Ms.
What is white pumpkin pie?
Oh, that's right. Real or not?
What is white pumpkin pie? What does that mean?
It means what you want it to mean.
Does that mean that the M&Ms are white or that the pumpkin pie is white?
Let's go with the M&Ms being white.
Like white chocolate?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe white chocolate.
Pumpkin pie M&Ms, though, sounds... I'm going to say real.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll go with real. Pumpkin spice margarine.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
real?
No.
Real or not, Kenny?
Pumpkin spice margarine. Country crock pumpkin spice.
That's right.
Not real. I can't even bring myself to imagine what that would taste like.
All right. Pumpkin spice English muffins. Real or not?
With pumpkin spice margarine on it. No.
Yeah. Double up that pumpkin spice.
Why would English muffins have pumpkins? Ugh. No, I'm gonna say not real. No way. No way.
Pumpkin spice.
A dough item. Ugh.
I mean, we just had pumpkin bread this weekend, so you can't.
That's a thing already, though.
Okay. All right. Next one, Kenny. Okay. Pumpkin spice popcorn.
Pumpkin spice. That's got to be real. Definitely got to be real.
You go to a movie, right? Go to a Will Smith movie and eat some pumpkin spice popcorn.
Yeah. In the fall.
In the fall. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Kenny, next one. Pumpkin spice wine.
Oh, I'm throwing up all over this place. Oh, man. That sounds awful. Pumpkin spice wine?
Yeah.
I wonder if you could make pumpkin wine, but not pumpkin spice wine. Pumpkin wines. Spice. I don't know. I don't. What's happening in my brain?
I'm not sure. It'd be like a mulled
wine. I think I just drank a pumpkin spice wine. I feel drunk now.
It's only 8 a.m.
I'm going to say not real.
Not real.
I can't imagine I can't think of the word. Winery. I was going to say vineyard, but a winery that would do this to its customers.
You could have a vineyard. They actually squeeze the pumpkin and turn it into a wine. Oh,
my gosh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And just like...
It's a pumpkin patch winery.
Everyone's everyone's leftover PSLs just go right into the hopper. And they just...
And then you mush it with your feet.
Put your feet in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Kenny, next one. Pumpkin spice Peeps.
That's got to be real.
You think so?
Peeps for all year now. That's what it is. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, Easter peeps. That was the beginning, and they got Christmas peeps. They've got summer peeps. They got to have peeps for the fall.
All right, Kenny. We have two more here. A pumpkin spice salsa. Real or not?
Oh gosh, that can't be real. No. No, what are you doing to salsa? Not real.
What kind of chips would go in pumpkin spice salsa?
It would just be pumpkin spice popcorn.
You would take an actual an actual hunk of... Wait, you put hold on, you put popcorn and salsa together?
No, I'm kidding. I was kidding. I was just picking something else from the list.
Okay. I'm thinking like you just go straight in with like a wedge of a pumpkin.
Uh-huh. Just, that's disgusting.
You know.
A wedge of pumpkin?
Yeah, it's like a little scoop. You know?
It's not like a watermelon. I don't think you can eat a pumpkin like a watermelon. I don't think that's how that works.
Pumpkin spice watermelon. Kenny, last one. Ready?
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice bagels. Real.
Yeah, I'm going to point out that you don't know how to spell bagel.
Oh, that's a beagle, by the way. It's a
that's a beagle.
Yeah.
I'm dying over
here. Hey, it auto-corrected. That's actually the original Polish spelling, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. That's actually B-E-I-G-E-L, which I did not know.
Bagel. Bagless.
It's like beige.
Pumpkin spice bagless.
What do you think? Real or not? Just give me
an answer. I'm going to say real. I'm going to say real. If you can have cinnamon raisin bagels, you can have pumpkin spice bagels.
All right. Kenny?
Can I submit my form? I've been filling this out on my own.
Sure. I submitted for you. You don't need to if you don't want
to. Okay, then I will not. I will not.
You can't get the answers through here.
No. No. But I don't want to submit a duplicate.
A dupe. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to fill a dupe.
I have submitted for you on behalf of you and your pumpkin spice wishes. Kenny, I regret to inform you that all of these are real.
What?
Every single one of these.
Oh my goodness.
Are
pumpkin spice margarine is real?
Yeah. So
who sells it? You know?
Pumpkin spice margarine, I believe it is your country crock. The folks over. Oh
my gosh.
Yeah.
The wine is real?
The wine is real. Yes, sir.
The salsa.
Yeah.
The salsa.
Lando Lakes.
The horror.
Both Country Crock and Lando Lakes make limited batch pumpkin pie spice butter spread. So...
So that's the end. That's the end of humanity. We have pumpkin spice everything. It will begin to permeate not just food items. It will begin to permeate non-food items. We're gonna have pumpkin spice shoes and pumpkin spice jackets and pumpkin spice iPhones, and everything will be pumpkin spice, and nothing will be safe.
What do you think about pumpkin spice scented things? Because there were a lot of things I could have included in here that, one, weren't packaged foods, two, right, weren't actual foods, or like I could have gone way on the other side and said like pumpkin spice Pringles, which totally exists, but
right, that has to exist.
But it seems both like a gimme and like a ugh, nobody wants that.
Well, I mean, so if you go into a store these days, you're going to get hit with Halloween candy or pumpkin spice stuff, right? That's kind of like the mode of operation for end of September, October, November kind of feel.
Yeah, I went to a Target last night, and I sent you a photo of some stuff we're thinking about. But
yeah,
it was like being inundated with a collection of like latex masks and soft things and you know, fun decorative items. It was a really good time. I really enjoy this time of year. It's just that there are parts of it that seem to just permeate the culinary world in a way that is very detrimental, and nobody needs these pumpkin spice. The pumpkin spice pasta, no, pumpkin spice burgers.
There's no subtlety anymore.
Pumpkin spice Pringles, pumpkin spice vodka.
Everything is full force.
Pumpkin spice soap.
Yeah.
Pumpkin
and you don't dare go to anywhere. Don't go anywhere near like a candle section. It will burn into your senses.
Pumpkin spice,
no pun intended.
Whey protein, pumpkin spice dog treats. Pumpkin spice
dog food would have been a good one to put on there, by the way.
Yeah, I guess so. Pumpkin spice costume. Pumpkin spice. Did you hear me say pumpkin
costume? Hi, I'm pumpkin spice.
Well, yeah, that's actually.
Are you one of the Spice Girls?
I'm sure that joke's been made before.
I was going to say, I think I'm onto something, but it's probably been done 10 years ago.
Did you hear me say pumpkin spice Four Loko?
No, I didn't hear you say.
and just to wrap everything up, something that you most definitely won't want. Pumpkin spice gum from Wrigley's Extra. So
pumpkin spice mayonnaise.
You know,
that's probably a thing.
There's no
plain flavor of anything now. Everything has to have a flavor, right?
I mean, flavor is
pumpkin spice ice cream. Is that a thing? Probably
that most definitely is a thing, and I'm okay with that because it's like a sweet bit, and you could probably do like
a frozen latte.
Excuse me,
it's like a frozen latte.
I think you're thinking of like a frozen lemonade.
Pumpkin spice lemonade? No.
I mean,
pumpkin spice hot dog. Pumpkin spice steak. Pumpkin spice waffle.
A waffle
would be good.
Get on that. Get on that waffle.
Hold on. That actually sounds okay.
Yeah. We're crossing streams now.
Yeah, we are.
Latest Three Guys Three Questions did talk about waffles extensively. Pumpkin spice.
Terribly sorry.
Bring it up. Fine.
Throw that into the done section.
There. Yeah. Do me a favor and do that. Well, Kenny, that's it. Hey, we've got some logistics things to work out here.
Okay.
You are going to be out for a long time. The majority of October. Yes?
Unfortunately, yes. I will be out next week. I've got a full roster of stuff at work, and then next Thursday, I'm actually flying to China. I'm going to China.
Yep. That's right. I have nothing more to add about that.
I have no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
It's for a wedding. So I had to get a suit.
Ooh,
a suit.
How'd that go?
I gotta look nice in China.
Yeah. How'd that go? Did you have to get fitted again from when you had your wedding?
I didn't do like a tailored suit or anything. I just kind of found what would fit me. And then I shopped for that.
Like normal clothes.
It was like a quick fitting. Yeah,
sure. Okay. You fit it yourself. You're saying.
Yeah. Sure. Right.
Not a tailored experience.
No. It was a walk into a department store kind of deal.
Got it.
I'm in China for a week. So I'm going to do Chinese things. That doesn't sound right.
Well, I mean, it's accurate.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
All right. I'll take it.
But anyway, that's my, actually, you know what? And then the following week I've got way more work stuff. Cause I'm taking a week off to go to China, and then I got to come back and catch up on all my work.
Yeah.
I'm going to say right now, the next time that I can actually be on this show, in person is Halloween.
We will for sure, as this show is prone to do, Is that how you say it? We'll have a Halloween episode.
There's no way we're missing Halloween.
You absolutely know we'll have a Halloween episode. We have a Halloween episode every year. It's my favorite. It is my absolute favorite episode.
Kyle loves it. I roll my eyes a lot.
I want to do them all year most of the time. Yeah.
We talk about that every single time. Kyle says, I want to do Halloween episodes every, like, all the time. And I say, Kyle, we can only do it once
a year. It's a Halloween. I just want the show to be Halloween all the time. Halloween every day.
Yeah. I'll let you do it. Uh-huh. I'll oblige.
And then, Kenny, after that, that whole first, like, 7 days of November, I'll be out doing my own thing. So we're busy. We're real, real busy. What we're going to do is something that we haven't done before, but we're going to do a mass recording of all these. So Kenny will just basically be sick through all of them. That's fine. It'll seem like Kenny's been
sick. It's the October feel.
That's right. It'll seem like Kenny's been sick for a whole month, but he'll be okay. We're going to do some morning.
Who knows?
We're going to do some morning show minis. They'll just be like a news story in a game. We'll put one out maybe once a week. It really depends on how many we can get through in one sitting. And then we'll be back to normally scheduled programs after that.
Yeah.
Sometime around the middle of November. Schedules are bad.
Yeah. Halloween. That's all I can guarantee.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to focus on.
That's all you need to know.
That's
just,
right.
Just count down the days till Halloween, guys.
That's right.
Kyle, how many days?
Math. 28.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. You got it right.
Thank you. Well, now I can.
This
now
is,
I,
this is.
I know. This
old.
This is
old.
The old music. I wanted to bring it back. What do you think? You like it?
Yeah, I do like it.
Because we needed a little bit more time to wrap things up at the end of the show. And except, like, I kind of didn't plan properly for this end of the show because we did all the logistics things, and now I don't have anything to talk about.
Oh, you can find us on Twitter, Morning Show AM.
We're there. Yeah, the network is Good Stuff FM on Twitter. I am Dog Burps on Twitter. Who are you?
Pizza Robotics.
Still that guy. Yep. Still
that little pizza robot.
Yep. It's a good look.
Yep.
Can you tell the listeners what we've got some extra time here? What is in that little pizza robot that you've got going? We got cooking.
Kyle, it's a pizza robot that someone on the show designed.
Ooh.
His eyeball is made of pepperoni.
Uh-huh.
His body is made of cheese. His mouth is made of pineapple, because I love pineapple and pepperoni.
Seems like a source of contention for lots of people who think that's fine. Pizza.
If you don't like pineapple on your pizza, that's fine. I do. I really like it. So you can do what you want. You can believe what you'd like. I believe
follow your bliss is what Kenny's saying. Just do
follow your pineapple heart.
That's right. Pumpkin spice pizza. What do you think? Pumpkin spice pizza, a little bit of pineapple.
That's a terrible idea.
And a little bit of pineapple on there. Lots of sweet, lots of tart.
Gosh.
It could look.
Pumpkin pie is not tart.
I mean,
it's sweet on its own.
Yeah, but with the pineapple. Anyway, hey, Kenny, now we're running out of time. We're getting too deep into conversation. We'll be back again next week with a little morning show mini. So until then, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bum, 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 bum.